Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. This week has been an absolute whirlwind, a delicate dance between the demands of my home life and my responsibilities at work. The chaos began on a gloomy Monday morning, which I swear we have had 3 weeks of no sun here up in Hudson, Wisconsin. It has been so cloudy. I'm getting so tired of it. I'm dying to put on and wear my sunglasses and see the sun. Anyway, my daughter woke up feeling sick and said her throat was swollen. And that was a total understatement. When I looked down her throat, I couldn't even see her throat. Her tonsils were so swollen and inflamed, it seemed like a scene from a medical drama. So I knew we had to get her to a doctor, and my husband had a really demanding work schedule and with a million meetings that he had. But between the two of us, I was the one who could potentially rearrange my meetings. And so with some swift multitasking, rearranged my schedule and got her in to see the doctor. So when we're there with the doctor looks into her throat and suggested a bunch of tests. She suggested COVID, mono, and strep. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. No problem. And when the nurse came in to swab her throat, her reaction was priceless. She said, oh my gosh, your tonsils are so swollen. I can't see in there. They're huge. And I thought, oh my God, lady, you're going to scare the hell out of my kid. The doc was so nonchalant when she peered into my daughter's throat. And then the nurse is like, crazy reaction. It made me so laugh. But I'm happy to share my daughter's tests all came back negative, thank God. But these are the weeks that totally remind me of what truly matters in life. Family comes first. It's moments like this that define who we are and really show where our priorities lie. All right, let's get into today's episode. Remember back when you were a kid? I'd like you to think about that for a minute. Remember back when we were kids? We dreamed every day, every single day. Do you remember that? We'd let our imagination run wild. We were so creative as kids. We'd play make-believe. I remember playing matchbox cars and creating race courses, driving courses. Me and my brother would get into character as race car drivers. And I always had to be racing the red Ferrari because that was my favorite. Or maybe you played with dolls and had the dolls interacting with one another, making up storylines. Gosh, it feels so long ago when we did that, right? Then, somewhere along the way, we became adults. And as adults, we stopped dreaming like we used to. We became adults. And now we have obligations, commitments, responsibilities, deadlines, driving our kids to their activities, making sure lunches are packed. We are pulled in so many directions. We became so serious about our lives, and now we have to be doing adulting. And somewhere along the way, we forgot to keep dreaming. We stopped dreaming like we did when we were kids. Well, I'm here to tell you, we need to keep dreaming and never, ever stop. I know you're probably thinking, that's so cheesy, Renee. That's not actually going to change anything for me and yada, yada. But here's the thing. You're doing it anyway. When you go to work in the morning or when you lay in bed at night, I know there's some part of you that's pictured your life in a very different scenario. A life where you got to wake up and actually do what you love every single day. You put yourself as the main character making decisions that make you happy. And then most likely you brought yourself back right to where you're at today. Because you're convinced those wonderful things just couldn't be possible for you. So in this episode, all I'm asking you to do is keep an open mind, dream a little bit, because I know how to do it because you made it through childhood just like I did. go to positive thoughts you have in your dreams before shutting yourself down and going back to reality. So now I've talked about identity in a previous episode. And what I want you to do is close your eyes. And you might be sitting in your cubicle or you might be working from home. Totally cool. Just don't close your eyes if you're driving your car. We don't want to create any car accidents, okay? So if you're able to, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine what your dream career, your dream job looks like. What are you doing? What are the tasks you're responsible for? What are the responsibilities you're doing? What are the goals you're trying to achieve for the company that you're at? What's the environment look like? Where are you? Are you sitting in an office? Are you leading others? Are you leading a big meeting? Are you talking to clients? Are you at your clients' locations? Next, think about who you are interacting with. What levels are you interacting with? What types of people are you interacting with? Are they executives? Are they peers? Are they clients? How are they communicating with you? Just sit in this zone for a minute where you'll actually be able to take a step back from where you're at and answer all those questions for yourself. Let your mind wander to wherever it needs to go, because these are only your thoughts. No one else needs to know. No one else is judging you right now. No one else can hear what you're thinking. This is all about you and for you. Now, I want you to think about how you're communicating. What are you acting like in this dream career, this dream job of yours? What personality characteristics are you using? Think about everything. Bring in all your senses into it. I'm sure as I'm saying this, things are just popping in your mind like popcorn. Just sit in it for a minute. Relish in it. Now, I want you to think about how you feel. What emotions are you feeling? Are you super happy, excited, joyful because you're soaring with your strengths? You're jumping out of bed every day, excited to go to work that you love. You're making an impact on the world. You're making an impact with others. You're helping people you care about. You're supporting all the strategic objectives and goals of your company. You're loving the projects that you're working on and all the value you're creating. How does that feel inside emotionally? What feelings are you having? Now, I want you to open your eyes, grab a paper and a pen, or write it down in your app notes. And remember, don't do this while you're driving. So just grab something to write with and start jotting everything down that you just envisioned. Write it all down. This is called junk journaling. Junk journaling is just means get it out on paper. Don't correct your spelling. Don't correct your grammar. Just write as fast and furiously as you can to get what you saw on paper. Get that visualization on paper. And feel free to pause the podcast if you need more time to do that. Now, I want you to go back and review what you wrote down, because something came to you as soon as I started asking you these questions. I guarantee things just popped up in your mind. That's your intuition. That thing inside you that knows you completely, that knows how amazing you are, that whispers to you and talks to you at time. It knows your purpose and your greatness. So next, I want you to put some thought into the visualization and where you're at today. Are you close to that dream? Are you on the brink of your next promotion, which is that dream that unfolded when I prompted you? Or maybe you like 5 steps away from that goal that you saw. Wherever you are, I want you to take some additional time. Think about that vision, your future self in your career, okay? I want you to reflect on that and see if that's where you want to get to. And if it is, then I'm here to help you figure out the steps you need to take to make it happen. So the first thing, the first step, you already did it. You visualized. Now the second step is you've got to take little action steps every single day towards that vision. And these steps don't have to be big. They can be super teeny micro steps, like I like to call them. Just one little thing that you're going to take action on to get towards that vision, to walk towards the future, that future you. So let's say you want to manage a team someday. You want to be a people leader. Do you want to be responsible for maximizing everyone's productivity on your team? Do you want to inspire them to march towards those strategic priorities that your company has? Maybe today in reality, right now, you're an individual contributor, but you want to be a manager. So you've got to get some additional skills so that your current manager and the powers that be feel confident in making you that manager and giving you a promotion. When you need to expand and grow in your skills, say as we are going with this example, you're gonna need to develop some leadership skills and you're gonna need to figure out ways that you can expand the skills that you have today to be able to lead people in the future. And let me tell you something, you can be a leader in your current role without managing people. You can do that today. If you just do a little bit more than your peers, you can start to be seen as a leader. And you'll need to become a leader in your current position today. And what the hell does that mean? You're probably thinking, what the hell, Renee? Do you know how you can become a leader in your current role as an individual contributor? I'm going to share some ideas. And you can always ask your boss. Great tip, ask your boss to volunteer to lead team meetings. Most managers would love for someone to volunteer to lead the team meetings. Trust me, they will be delighted if you say, hey, you know what? I would love to volunteer to lead the next team meeting. Most of the time, our managers will be so happy because you're volunteering to take something off their plate and it'll free up their time to do something else. Another idea is you could let your boss know that you'd love to volunteer to mentor someone. Someone with more junior skills than your own. This will start to help you develop those formal leadership skills. Because when you mentor someone, you're going to have one-on-one meetings with them. You're going to be helping them develop their skills. This is what managers do with their teams. They have to have one-on-ones with all of their team members. Some other ideas are volunteer to take on special projects, volunteer to lead projects. These are just a few examples, few ideas for you. And all of these ideas, if you take action on one of them, will be a right step in that direction for you to achieve that vision if you want to be a manager. Now, you might need to chat with your mentor or your boss about what skills you particularly need to expand on to reach your dream career that you saw in your vision. Everyone loves helping each other, unless you have a shitty boss, of course. Don't ask your shitty boss. Find someone else to ask. So I have a little story to tell you. This is back when I worked for Target Corporation. I had a vision for my career that I wanted. I was a senior recruiter at the time, and I had aspirations to be promoted to executive recruiter. When I started at Target, I was super confident. I thought I had great recruiting skills. And the team I landed on was so talented, they flipping blew me out of the water. I was looking around thinking, oh my God, I have so much to learn. I'm not the best recruiter here. I was thrilled to be able to be on such an extraordinary team where I could learn from every single person. So shortly after I got my feet underneath me and I felt like I was adding value as an employee, which was roughly about a year in, I realized to get ahead, I was going to have to speak in front of groups. I was going to have to command an audience and lead meetings. Well, that was going to be a huge problem for me. I'm going to share one of my secrets with you. And you see, at the time, I was petrified of public speaking. Yep, I was petrified of public speaking. People talk about butterflies in their stomach. That's mild. I had birds flying around in my body. My body would shake just thinking about getting up in front of a large group of people to speak. My mind would literally freeze like Sport Barbie. This was my reality. I started sharing my secret with others at Target because I was going to have to figure this out in order to advance in my career there. And one day, I told one of the hiring managers I was supporting in the technology division, I said, "Rudra, I'm petrified of public speaking." He actually couldn't believe it. He was like, "No way, Renee." I was like, "Yes way. I only speak the truth and I'm telling the truth." My colleagues at Target were shocked too because I'm really good with people. I can talk to anyone. I'm super social. I'm outgoing and extroverted. I love people. I was super comfortable with people one-on-one, but to stand in front of a group, entirely different story. Rudra shared with me that Toastmasters held meetings in our building every Wednesday over the lunch hour, and he invited me to join him. And I was like, "Heck yeah, I got nothing to lose." So I went with him. And as I approached the doors, there were two large wooden doors and no windows. I couldn't see in. So my anxiety started. I could feel the birds taking flight in my belly and I couldn't see anything. And as I opened the door inside, it was totally buzzing. People standing around, talking with one another, smiling. Everyone looked happy to be there. And when the meeting started, the leader had a gavel. They hammered it down. And there was a podium up in front, and the tables in the room were configured like a U shape with the opening of the U at the top facing the front of the room. So I sat down, and the people who gave speeches were awesome. They didn't seem nervous. And I got to tell you, the meeting itself, honestly, was really cheesy because it's very formal. And if you haven't heard of Toastmasters, it's an organization that focuses on improving people's public speaking skills. It is extremely supportive, extremely structured environment for people to practice. There are people giving prepared speeches. There are a table topic section where you throw your name into a hat, and the last part of the meeting, if they draw your name out of the hat, you stand up right where you're at and you speak on a random topic impromptu for 2 to 3 minutes. And I volunteered every single time for that. And the members who aren't speaking are given roles such as counting filler words. You'd actually have a sheet of paper and you'd be marking tick marks on how many O's, ums, ahs, and ands people were saying during their speeches. And they'd have people evaluating your speech, writing down written feedback, giving you kudos and areas you can improve upon. And with all of that formal cheesiness though, Toastmasters really works. Well, it did for me. So I decided to join. I met with my boss and I shared with her how beneficial it would be for me and my career. And she said, "Oh, of course, Renee, and Target will pay for it as part of your career development." I was thrilled. So I was a part of Toastmasters for 2 years. And at the end, I felt so comfortable in front of groups. I had a total transformation. Going from mega anxiety, birds flying around in my belly, to actually looking forward to standing up in front of groups. And this opened so many doors for me at Target. After I was comfortable speaking in front of groups, I was asked to lead large meetings. I was asked to lead interview certification training. And at Target, anyone who interviewed people had to be certified. I was asked to lead that. I was asked to lead new hire orientation. New hires, when I worked there, always started on Monday, and there were like classes of 100 people who were all starting employment at Target in person, and I got to lead that. It was incredible. Fast forward to today, I'm a paid speaker. People pay me to speak in front of people. Yes, I'm still astonished, because if you would have told me back then that I'd be a paid speaker, I would have thought you were smoking crack for sure. There is no way that would happen. But it has. I've been on stage with thousands in the audience with extremely bright, shining lights. right on me, and it's been a total ball. I've spoken at the CIO summits, 3M, Blue Cross, University of Wisconsin, just to name a few, and I'm so grateful that I was brave and identified the opportunity to grow in an area that has benefited me tremendously. And this would have never been possible without Toastmasters. This one simple action changed the trajectory of my life. Public speaking has enabled me to have a powerful presence through video on social media for my business. And hopefully some of you have been following along. I'm confident speaking to a video camera. I'm confident in front of large groups. When I took that first step to join Toastmasters, I wasn't instantly freed from anxiety. I wasn't even scheduled to speak each week. But every time I got up and made a speech, my anxiety and fear went down like 1 millimeter. And I just kept at it over and over. And several years later, the birds stopped flying in my belly, and I actually look forward to speaking in front of large audiences. In addition to having your vision and your dream, there are some other factors to consider, and I'm going to share the most important aspect of this whole equation. The most important thing you have to have is a burning desire as to why you want to achieve that vision. You have to know the why. You have to know the why behind your vision. So for me, going back to my example, why I wanted to be promoted to executive recruiter at Target, it was because I wanted to expand my skills and grow in my career. I wanted to earn more money because at this next level, at executive recruiter, I'd also be eligible for an annual bonus. And what that did for me was allow me to have more financial freedom. And with that financial freedom, I wanted to travel more with my kids and show them the world because my husband, Dustin, and I have a passion for traveling and we want our kids to be able to do the same. We want to show them all the wonderful, magnificent places and cultures and foods of the world. The why behind what you want is so important because circumstances are going to pop up. I can guarantee that obstacles are going to come right in front of your path, right in front of you on this journey. And there's not just going to be one circumstance or obstacle. There's going to be a myriad of them, and there's going to be a plethora of circumstances and obstacles that pop up. And through all of this, you got to go back, dig, anchor into your why so that you will continue to persevere towards that vision no matter what. So when these obstacles pop up, these circumstances pop up, you're going to jump over them, you're going to walk around them, and you're going to kick right through them. But you are not going to give up. So you got to define your why. Okay. So we've got our vision, and we've got our why. And the next is action, the action piece. You have to continuously take action every single day. But before I talk about more about this, I want you to hone in and hear this. Another thing about this future identity or future career of yours is that you've got to bridge that gap. You have to bridge the gap from who you are today to who you want to become. And this is where the phrase, fake it till you make it, comes in. And I know some of you hate this phrase. You roll your eyes at it. I actually don't mind this phrase. Do you want to know why? Because when you fake it till you make it, you're actually not faking it because in order to become someone new, you have to step into the unknown. You have to become a new person. You have to create the habits that your new identity has. You have to take action as if you were in that new identity. So I don't believe that you're faking it. I like to think of it as you're just learning as you go. But the phrase fake it till you make it will probably resonate with a bunch of you, so I use it. When you fake it until you make it, what you're really doing is acting your way into a new way of thinking. And this is how you become that future you. You're just trying to learn something. You're just trying to act as if you are a new person. And that is totally cool because I've been in this experience before. Going back to my example, when I first started in Toastmasters, I was still petrified. But guess what? I had to fake it till I made it. I had to get up in front of an entire group of people and give speeches, even though I was still effing scared, even though I still had anxiety, even though I felt birds flying around in my body. I had to stand up there and act as if I was calm and act as if I wasn't scared and act as if I wasn't nervous and act as if the whole room wasn't staring at me. And the more and more I gave speeches, it got a little bit easier to stand up there every time. And we're talking teeny fragment easier, little bit easier. And over 2 years, I had zero fear, zero anxiety, and zero birds in my belly. And if I didn't try to fake it till I made it, I'd still be stuck where I was. I want you to make friends with that phrase, fake it till you make it. Because for you to become someone new, you have to start engaging in those new behaviors. You have to start engaging in new thought patterns. You have to start engaging in new actions. Even if it's not something that you do, because it's something that the future you is doing. So that at some point, the current you blends slowly into the future you that you want to be, and you start finding yourself doing that thing you've always dreamed of, but were so scared to do. You were terrified that you wouldn't get there, but guess what? You did, because you showed up, you pushed through, you faked it till you made it, my friends. So the key points from today's episode are, allow yourself to dream. Start acting like the future you. Have a vision, know your why, and take teeny action steps towards it every single day. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode and go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star rating and review, and we'll see you next week. Cheers, everyone.